What is up, America? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human body, the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed on a divine basis to heal and renew itself moment to moment, day by day, month to month, year to year. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about your medications, you want to get off your meds, help a loved one get off their meds, we can help you do that. If you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Longevity, we can help you do that as well. You can give us a shout at 855-660-4261, or you can head over to our website, brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart with all the Longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Longevity business and make some money selling Longevity products, and join the team. Join me in my mission to educate the world about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for you guys with an Android phone. I encourage you to get the Bright Side app at the App Store on your phone. You can carry the Bright Side with you wherever you go. And I also encourage you to check out my website, pharmacistben.com. We've got news stories up there and blog posts that I'm getting to a couple times, two, three times a week. I'm going to write an article, I think, on this latest study that came out yesterday about fish oil, this craziness about fish oil. Supposedly, fish oil doesn't help heart attacks. We're going to be talking about that. I wanted to talk about that today, but I got a few more things I want to say. Some of you wrote me this morning, my friend James wrote me this morning about Brian Peskin on Coast to Coast yesterday evening. Brian Peskin, whose work I admire tremendously. Typically, although I got to tell you, I was very disappointed by this interview yesterday. A lot of misinformation from Dr. Peskin. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. This craziness. Fish oil doesn't prevent heart attacks. Look, folks, you don't take a nutritional supplement because it protects you from getting a heart attack or it works on a specific organ of the body. This is a drug mentality. That's called allopathic nutrition, this idea that you take a nutritional supplement because it's supposed to help you with your heart, or you take iodine for your thyroid, or you take calcium for your bones. That's called allopathic nutrition, and drug companies love to do this because this is not how nutrients work. So, of course, if they test calcium for your bones, you're not going to get strong bones just by taking calcium. And, of course, when they test fish oil for your heart, you're not going to prevent heart attacks just by taking fish oil. But that does not devalue the critical importance of nutritional supplementation. Nutrients are important for the body, not for specific reasons, not because they take care of specific organ systems, but because the entire body depends on them. There's so many mistakes with what Dr. Peskin was talking about yesterday. I'm not even sure what to think, because I really do admire this guy's work, but he made so many misleading statements yesterday, and we'll be talking about this on our next Bright Side episode. It's hard to know where to begin, and the same is true. You know, I don't expect much from the mainstream media. So when NBCNews.com comes out with an article that says fish oil doesn't prevent heart attacks, blah, 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 I'm not surprised. When the New England Journal of Medicine publishes a study that says they compared heart attack deaths from people who took fish oil with people who didn't, and they showed that it didn't prevent heart attacks, I'm not surprised. These are meaningless, nonsense conclusions. But when Dr. Peskin, whose work I admire, comes out and says something like that, well, that's shocking and that's very, very disappointing. And I'll be talking about that in our next Bright Side episode. So I don't want to beat a dead horse here. And I will also be writing about it on my blog at pharmacistben.com. If you've got any comments about that, I welcome your comments and questions at 855-660-4261. But I want to finish, or at least begin to finish, talking about blood acidity and what it's about, and talk about how you can really raise your blood pH, get it up to the alkaline level, get it to the alkaline place where it needs to be. Keep in mind, your blood is always going to be pretty much alkaline. You can't get it. Nobody has acid blood, but relatively acidic blood. The blood pH needs to be at 7.38. 7.28 is a big problem. 7.37 is a big problem. So acidity in the blood is relative acidity when we talk about that. That's first of all. When you have relative acidity in the blood, it can mean your kidneys aren't doing their job. This is especially likely if you're a diabetic, or if you have a history of kidney stones. That's the first thing to think about if your blood is running acidic. Kidney issues, especially if you have blood sugar issues, and at least one out of three Americans is dealing with blood sugar issues. Blood acidity may be a breathing issue, maybe a lung problem, long-standing asthma, long-standing COPD. And, of course, as we've said many times, blood acidity, relative acidity, can mean toxicity in the body. Toxins in the body tend to be acidic. Dying cells spew acid. So if you've got long-standing inflammation, long-standing digestive problems, if you've got crappy health in general, if you're eating crappy food, not so much because the food is making your blood acidic, but because the food is making your body unhealthy, which is making your body acidic, you're going to have problems with a low blood pH. And a low blood pH can further mess up biochemistry, which can further increase inflammation, which can further increase cell death, which can further drop blood pH, which can further cause calcium and phosphates leaking out of the blood. And this whole thing turns into the big mess. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, first of all, you want to know where you're at. That means you're going to check your saliva pH. You can also do a urinary pH, but that's a little more complicated. If you want to test your urine, you got to do it in the morning. First thing in the morning, you got to pee out a little bit, and then you got to catch the midstream urine. Personally, I would just do a saliva test, which is going to give you basically the same information, and it's a lot easier to do. You go get yourself some pH paper. You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it from eBay for around $5 or $6, even less. Saliva pH needs to be right around 7 or so. We don't want a salivary pH that's 6.6 or 6.5. Even 6.7, a salivary pH of 6.7 is probably means you got an issue. Make sure you don't have any food in your mouth when you do this, by the way. Rinse your mouth out real good. Make sure you haven't eaten for a little bit either, because sometimes when you eat foods, that can change salivary pH. Enzymes in the food can affect the enzymes in your saliva in response to foods can affect pH. So make sure you haven't eaten for a little bit. And then test yourself several times through the day. You want to be as close to 7, and you want to get an average, 7.1, 7.2, 7.3, right in that ballpark, and you want to test it several times, 2 or 3 times a day, and get an average so you know exactly where you're at. Knowing your saliva pH or even your urinary pH is a cheap way to see what's happening in your body, and you don't need a doctor to do it. This is a key message here, folks, on the Bright Side. Fire your MD, if I may steal a phrase from my friend Dr. Glidden. You don't need a doctor for health, period. And you don't need a doctor to test your saliva pH. Now, if you find that you're running too acidic, there's a lot of stuff you can do. First of all, most important, probably, is do your deep diaphragmatic breathing. Just like deep breathing will immediately lower your blood pressure, it can have a very rapid effect on lowering blood pH. This is the way blood pH is controlled, largely. Kidneys are important, obviously, as we've said, but oxygenation is probably, next to the kidneys, the most important way to affect blood pH. We talk a lot about minerals, we talk a lot about diet, we talk a lot about sugar, we talk a lot about foods. Dr. Robert Young in the book The pH Miracle is obsessed with this idea of using foods, and I'll talk about this here in a minute, of using foods to lower your blood or to change your blood pH to make it more alkaline. But the only surefire, quick, guaranteed way to do it is oxygenation. And don't forget to exhale. Carbon dioxide that you blow off in the exhale is acidic. So as you're blowing off carbon dioxide, you are blowing off acid. You're exhaling it out of your system. And exhalation is just as important. In fact, I would say exhalation is probably a little bit more important than inhalation. And when you're doing your deep breathing, you want to exhale just a little bit more than you're inhaling. And actually, that will actually help you inhale a little bit more effectively as you exhale more powerfully. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, our number 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also get all our shows archived at benfuchsarchive.com. Thank you, Peter, in the UK for doing that. The shows are tagged and labeled at Ben Fuchs Archives. So if you miss a program and you're not sure where it was at, you want to check something out that you heard me talk about but you don't remember the date, you can go to Ben Fuchs Archive and search by topic. At brightsideben.com, you'll find a shopping cart with all the longevity products you hear us talk about, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a little scoop to water, half a scoop. I do about a half a scoop two or three times a day in water. You don't have to dose yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine just like it says on the directions. The directions have a two-scoop serving size. Some folks find that to be a little bit too sweet. Just cut the dose to where you like the taste of it. It's more important that you get it into your system than you get you take the exact dose as recommended. A lot of times folks will say, I can't use that Beyond Tangy Tangerine because I don't like the taste of it. Well, just cut the dose to where you like the taste of it. It's a great source of your water-soluble vitamins, especially if you're drinking a lot of water. You're going to pee out your water-soluble C and B complex and electrolytes. It's very important to replace those. It's a wonderful source of easy-to-absorb fatty vitamins, which sometimes are difficult to absorb. It's got vitamin B12 in the methyl cobalamin deluxe format. It's got amino acids, chondroitin, MSM for your joints. It's just an awesome nutritional supplement. I've been formulating products now since 1983, and first thing I do when I see a formulation is I look at the ingredient deck, and let me tell you something, this is an elegant formulation. This is a stupendous formulation. It's easy to absorb. It tastes great. It's $50 a canister. Folks, what are you waiting for? If you haven't given this stuff a shot, you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got news stories and all the videos, all our YouTube videos are compiled in one place. My friend Robert put that together for me. Thank you for doing that, Robert. Pharmacistben.com. Okay, on our next Bright Side episode, I'm going to address this whole issue of fish oil, and I'm going to talk about why Brian Peskin, whose work I admire tremendously, and I've been reading his stuff since the 90s, Beyond the Zone and the whole cancer, hidden story of cancer. He's got a lot of good books, but he's just flat out wrong. In his interview yesterday with George Noria on Coast to Coast, is just so filled with misinformation. Shame on you, Dr. Peskin. And we'll be talking about that on our next Bright Side episode. So if you're curious about this whole fish oil, this whole topic of fish oil, you're going to want to tune into that. I'd be curious to hear what you guys have to say if you are concerned, if you read the study, Fish Oil Doesn't Help Prevent Heart Attacks. This was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. If I don't hear from you today on that, we will definitely be talking about it on our next Bright Side program. Continuing on with this idea of blood acidity and blood alkalinity, number one, if you want to raise your blood pH, you got to focus on overall inflammation and toxicity in the body. That means the triangle of disease, that means correcting digestive issues, and that means stabilizing the blood sugar, and it means working, focusing on adrenal gland health, reducing stress, whether it's physical stress, physiologic stress, emotional stress, or mental stress. Then there's oxygenation and carbon dioxide. Inhaling will alkalinize. Exhaling will blow off acid. Make sure you're exhaling a little bit more than you're inhaling, and that will actually help you inhale a little bit more effectively. If you're pushing air out, exhaling carbon dioxide out, that will make it easier to take a nice deep breath, a nice deep subsequent breath after that exhale. So always exhale a little bit more, just a little bit more than you're inhaling. And then there's Dr. Robert Young's whole pH miracle story, this whole idea of alkaline and acid foods. I think there's some merit to the idea. Some foods will produce an alkaline, what's called an alkaline ash. Some foods will cause an acid ash. But I got to tell you, I'm far from convinced that this is a surefire strategy for affecting blood pH. I've been reading the pH miracle and the diabetes pH miracle for a couple of years now, and I'm just not convinced that acid and alkaline foods are the most important way for the body to change the pH of the blood. There's all kinds of mechanisms, buffering mechanisms in the human body to keep this from happening. There's all kinds of systems in the blood that keep the blood from changing, the blood pH from changing in response to foods. But that being said, if you're going crazy on processed foods and hamburgers and sausages and milk and ice cream, and many of us are, it's probably going to have some effect on your blood. And remember, acid blood can result from inflammation and toxicity. So even if our crappy foods, our crappy eating doesn't directly change the pH of the blood, it can have indirect effects by increasing inflammation and increasing bodily toxicity and increasing cell death, which all of which most certainly will change blood pH. So even if blood pH isn't directly affected by food itself in an indirect fashion, it can have effect. This whole story of acid and alkaline foods is not based on the foods themselves. It's based on the residual stuff that's left over after the food is processed. That's why acidic foods like vinegar, for example, and lemon juice and citrus fruits in general can have a net alkalinizing effect. Apple cider vinegar is obviously acidic. It's technically acetic acid. It is acid. But inside apple cider vinegar, there's lots of minerals: potassium, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sulfur, iron, silicon. All of these are alkaline. So even though apple cider vinegar, if you put a pH paper in there, you're going to get a pH of, say, 3-ish, something along those lines, 2.8, 2.9 maybe. Even though apple cider vinegar is an acid, once that apple cider vinegar is processed, it leaves behind its minerals, which are alkaline. Minerals, remember, love acid. They're attracted to acid. That's why liquid mineral supplements are also going to be acid. So minerals are going to be in apple cider vinegar because they're attracted to the acetic acid. They're attracted to the low pH of the apple cider vinegar. But once the acetic acid, the apple cider vinegar, has been metabolized in the digestive system, what's left over is going to be alkalinizing minerals. So apple cider vinegar is net alkalinizing. So it's not the food itself that's the problem. It's the net, what remains after the food is processed. This is why apple cider vinegar is such an amazing supplement. It's a source of acid for activating your digestive enzymes and for helping you digest your food. And when it's done helping your digestive system, what's left behind, the minerals, will support your blood pH, will make your blood pH alkaline, help make your blood pH alkaline, and you'll get some nice soluble minerals, calcium and magnesium and silicon. All of these are essential, or in essence, pre-processed for easy absorption, and I think that's pretty darn cool. You get digestive support as you drink your apple cider vinegar, and then you get mineral support as the apple cider vinegar is processed. That's why apple cider vinegar gives you so many health benefits. Lemon juice can do much the same thing. Lime juice, cranberry juice, any acidic juice will do it, although you're going to be getting, if you do fruit juice, you're going to be getting a big hit of fructose as well, and like the minerals, the fructose is also going to be rapidly absorbed. So I basically like apple cider vinegar for acidification, and I like apple cider vinegar for the minerals, and then you can always mix in a little bit of lemon juice or something if you want to get some citrus, some vitamin C, or some of the other B vitamins, some of the other nutrients from the citrus fruits. There's another interesting alkalinizing substance, and that's baking soda. Yes, baking soda. Did you know using baking soda can help protect you from cancer? And there's something even better than baking soda. Very similar, but even better, and I'll tell you what that is on our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this at 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're talking about acidity in the blood, and there's so much to talk about. I keep meaning to finish this up. Strategies for reducing acid levels in the blood. Probably the best is taking care of your body, because acidity in the blood is a sign that there's toxicity and inflammation, crappy lifestyle, crappy food. The next best way is breathing. Oxygenation, inhaling will reduce acidity. Blowing off acid will reduce acidity as well. Make sure you're exhaling a little bit more than you're inhaling. And let's see, apple cider cider vinegar can do it. And then there is the whole baking soda issue, which I find quite fascinating. Dr. Mark Circus, S-I-R-C-U-S, writes a lot about this. There's some really interesting studies on alkalinization using baking soda and cancer. If you don't want to use baking soda, and some folks don't like baking soda, there's something even better than baking soda. It's along the same lines. I'll tell you about that on our next Bright Side episode, and it's something that you can make right in your kitchen. And we'll talk about that next time. We'll also talk about this study that came out, this fish oil study. Fish oil does not help prevent heart attacks, NBCNews.com. I'll tell you why that's flat-out bad science, why that's misleading, and why Dr. Peskin on Coast to Coast, for you guys who listened to Coast yesterday evening, why Dr. Peskin's information is just pretty darn disappointing, because not only is it just bad information, but it's also very misleading. I'll tell you what I mean on our next Bright Side program. I am Pharmacist Ben, our number 855-660-4261. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Time to take our first phone call of the evening, of the morning. Let's go to Chuck in Texas. Welcome to The Bright Side. Chuck, what's up?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hello.
My wife and I are really addicted to your show, and thanks for doing it.
So, sure. I'm having a hard time, Chuck. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I know if you're on speaker, get off the speaker phone because
okay.
I can't hear you. Okay, now
give me that
compliment again, because I want to hear it loud and clear.
We're addicted to your show, and thank you for tuning in. We've become a huge fan.
Thank you.
Since childhood, I'm 66. I've had problems with psoriasis, mostly on the scalp. And
okay.
In the last 2 years, it's been particularly frustrating because it's so intense. And I've done all the various shampoos, and nothing ever works. And I just wanted
to... I'm not surprised. Because psoriasis is not a skin issue, and it's not a scalp issue. It's a metabolic issue. It's a chemistry issue, and there's no shampoo on planet Earth that can change your metabolism. So let's talk about psoriasis real quick. I didn't mean to cut you off. Is there anything else you want to say before I get into this?
No, that's really it, and I realize
okay. It's
probably internal more than external.
Absolutely. Here's the thing about psoriasis and skin issues in general. You know, you look at your skin, and it just looks like a coating or some kind of surface, some kind of covering that covers up the inside of the body, like an envelope for that protects the inside of the body. But it's much more complicated than that. Very close to the surface of the skin, you have rivers of fluid. And these rivers of fluid are called the circulatory system, and they're basically the blood, and they're the lymph. The blood carries oxygen, the blood carries nutrients, it drains out poisons, the lymphatic system is part of your immune system, and this is where a lot of toxicity is located. In any case, these rivers of fluid that are flowing underneath the skin can get clogged up, and they can activate certain inflammatory factors, and this is what causes skin issues. Inflammatory factors that are secondary to problems with the lymphatic fluid and the blood. Once the lymphatic fluid in the blood become toxic, this initiates inflammation, and this inflammation will show up as acne, it will show up as eczema, and it will show up as psoriasis. Bottom line, psoriasis, like eczema, like acne, is a manifestation of an immune system that has been activated. There's two reasons why the immune system becomes activated. Number one, because the wrong stuff is getting in, and number two, because the right stuff is not getting in. So, first of all, for psoriasis, for acne, for eczema, for rashes, for rosacea. And let me tell you something. I've been in the skincare business since 1983. I started formulating products for the Blistex Corporation. I learned how to formulate products with Dr. Tony Jones, the man who invented Blistex. I studied skin, and I've been studying skin voraciously for the last 3 decades, and I know a lot about it. And I can tell you this definitively. The skin, the health of the skin will, the disease of the skin will reverse quickly. It doesn't take long, and your psoriasis is your best friend because it's a window to what is happening inside your body. When your psoriasis improves, that means your overall health is improving. When your psoriasis gets worse, that means you're running higher risk for heart disease, you're running higher risk for cancer, you're running higher risk for degeneration of all kinds. So the psoriasis is super important because it's like a messenger that's telling you what's happening inside your system. So number one, what do? First of all, you got to keep the blood and the lymphatic fluid from accumulating toxicity, and that means changing the way you eat. Chuck, notice when your psoriasis flares up, pay attention to what you ate 6 to 8 to 12 hours before. You want to look for psoriatic flare-ups, and this is true for anybody dealing with eczema or any skin issues, rashes, eczema, urticaria, which is itching, rosacea, any skin issue. You want to backtrack, you want to think about what you ate 6 to 8 to 12 hours before, and that will be a major clue towards foods that you're having a problem with, and those are foods that need to be avoided. That's step number one, avoiding pro-inflammatory foods. Step number two, protect the digestive system using number one, probiotics, using number two, the digestive enzymes, using number three, apple cider vinegar, and using number four, lecithin, which will help you process fats. So you're going to be paying attention to problem foods, and then you're going to be using digestive support supplements, probiotics, apple cider vinegar, lecithin, digestive enzymes, a glutamine powder, bone soup, cartilage products, the Z Radical from Youngevity. Anything you can do to support digestive health and digestive wellness is going to be in your anti-psoriatic interest. Then the third thing you want to do is you want to take nutritional supplements that are important for skin health. One of the best, despite what you hear from Dr. Brian Peskin, as we'll talk about here on our next Bright Side program, one of the best anti-inflammatory nutrients for the skin is omega-3 fatty acids, especially fish oil. Take that, Dr. Peskin. Fish oil, Dr. Peskin has this crazy notion that because there's no omega-3s located in skin cells, and it's true, there is not a lot of omega-3s located in skin cells, and he thinks that they don't have any benefits for the skin at all. That's not true. Omega-3s, EPA and DHA specifically, which are the active components of omega-3 fats, are tremendously anti-inflammatory. And psoriasis, as I said, is an inflammatory issue. So use fish oil or use fish oil caps. You can also use flaxseed oil, which is an omega-3 oil. Get yourself on the Ultimate EFAs. Take 9 a day. Make sure you're taking them with food. By the way, Chuck, I didn't ask you this, but do you notice that you have bloating or gas or discomfort of any kind in the digestive system? Any loose stools? Or not that noticing it is a prerequisite to having them, but do you notice any of that?
No, actually I don't. And ironically, and I'm not trying to frustrate you, but I do take probiotics, enzymes.
No, it doesn't matter. That's not frustrating, Chucky, because it doesn't mean that you're getting the benefits from them. It could be you're not processing them. It could be you're not taking enough. It could mean they don't have a broad enough spectrum. There could be a lot of reasons. So, and by the way, fermented foods as well. So don't think that because you're taking something that it's not working, that it's a useless supplement. It could have a lot to do with the type that you're taking or whether or not you're processing them. But hang tight. There's so much more I want to tell you about. And sorry. Psoriasis does affect a lot of people in this country. So hang on, I want to finish this up, and then we'll try to get to all our phone calls as well. So if you're on hold, stay there. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Brothers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last, yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the bright side. Chuck, you there, my friend? I want to run this down real quick for you. If you want to think about psoriasis as an inflammatory condition, surprise, surprise, pretty much everything is an inflammatory condition. So it's an inflammatory condition of the skin. Skin cells go crazy. They start to grow in this out-of-control fashion. So that's the first thing. It's an inflammatory condition. Whenever there's an inflammatory condition, you have an immune condition. Immune system is your defense system. Whenever you have a defensive reaction, that means something is getting into the body that the body feels like it needs to defend itself against. That means food. Now, you can have a defensive reaction against something you're inhaling or something that's theoretically getting in through the skin. As we said a million times in this program, those are rare. More than likely, when there's inflammation, when there's a defensive reaction, you have a food condition. So focus on digestive system health. If you're taking probiotics and it's not benefiting you, that doesn't mean anything. It could mean that that doesn't mean that the probiotics are somehow useless. It could be the wrong kind of probiotics, not enough probiotics, different. You may have the wrong spectrum of bacteria. Or it may mean that you're constantly putting the same kind of food into your system. Now, I got to tell you, Chuck, you said you don't have any digestive issues that you know of, but that's almost impossible, my friend. And I don't mean to deny your personal experience, but the fact is, at the age of 60 with a history of psoriasis, I will bet my house that there's something percolating in your digestive system, and it's something that you can miss it, but it's something that you got to see on some level. It's either diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, heartburn, something. So it's very important, not because you're a bad person or not because I'm judging you or this is a moral issue. It's very important that you notice these things because these are your body's announcements to you that something, it doesn't like something you're putting in the system. Psoriasis is digestive. There's no way to have a psoriatic problem without a digestive problem. And if you're not noticing it, it simply means you're not noticing it. It doesn't mean it's not there. So problem foods, probiotics, bone soup, apple cider vinegar, lecithin, ultimate enzymes, anything you can do for your digestive system is going to be in your interest. And there's wonderful anti-inflammatory nutrients that are specific for the skin. Omega-3 fatty acids are a must-have, in my opinion, especially fish oil, although some people get benefits from flaxseed oil. Personally, I'd be using both if I had psoriasis. The mineral zinc is incredibly important for skin health, 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Vitamin A and D are probably the two most important vitamins for psoriasis and for eczema. Everybody knows that they go out in the sun, their psoriasis improves. That's vitamin D. Even dermatologists will put you under a sun lamp again for vitamin D. Make sure you're getting your vitamin D from the sun, or not as good as the sun is getting some vitamin D supplementation, maybe 5,000 international units a day of vitamin D3. Keep in mind, if you have digestive problems, you may not be getting the maximum benefit of the vitamin D, but at least take some vitamin D, and make sure you're getting 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, and then take your vitamin A and D with fatty meals and fatty foods. It wouldn't hurt you to throw in a little bit of pancreatin and bile salts with your digestive enzymes to make sure that you're absorbing your fats. So, long story short, and vitamin C also will help, either topical vitamin C and as well as internal vitamin C. And you can also use topical zinc oxide for psoriasis. For psoriasis, think inflammation, think digestive system, and especially focus on the fat absorption system, which means the fatty vitamins as well as minerals. I know there's a ton of information there, but that's a good thing. And nobody has to deal with psoriasis. Most importantly, Chuck, is treat your psoriasis as a sign that your body is in distress, and that can lead to all kinds of havoc, including ultimately shortening your life. So it's much more than an unpleasant cosmetic condition. And I wish I didn't have to move on. I got all kinds of folks on hold here, Chuck, so I got to move on. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I hope everything works out for you. All right, next on the line, let's go to Leo. What is up, Leo, in Oregon? Oh, Leo,
hey,
my friend.
Good morning. Yes, how's it going?
I hate to rush you, bro, but I got a bunch of folks on hold here. What's cooking, my friend?
Okay, well, I just came off a 48-hour fast yesterday evening, and
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, last time I was on, I talked about willingness. You know, what makes somebody willing to be healthy? And I thought about it, and I figured, well, most people that are listening to your show are probably, in that direction already. They're probably headed in that direction already. So, and one thing that I've stopped doing over the months was actually listening to your show. And after the holidays, I was really living really healthy before, about 3 months before the holidays, probably healthier than I have been living in years. I was eating a lot of raw foods. I wasn't doing bad combinations. I was taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I was supplementing my diet with, about 70% of the vitamins and minerals you just mentioned on air. And so, filling your head. So I would say one of the things to motivate people would be to continue to listen to the show. Because
thank you.
Putting health information into your mind is going to bring you. And another thing that during my fast, I did it for physical reasons. And about 37 hours into it, I really started to feel the toxins because I hadn't been eating healthy before I went into this fast. And so I could really feel the toxins, starting to loosen up, and my tongue was really pasty and nasty. And, I started to get a slight headache. And so I just want to let people know, if you fast, you can probably expect stuff will come out, and you probably won't feel really, great if you have a lot of bad stuff in your system. But know that it's still what you're doing is good for you.
Thank you, Leo. I want to take a couple more calls. Leo, we're going to talk about fasting not next week, but the week after. Can I get you to listen in, maybe contribute when we cover fasting?
Sure, sounds good.
Thank you so much, Leo, and I apologize for doing that to you. I hate cutting people off, but we've got all these guys on hold here, and I want to get to as many calls as we can. Thank you, Leo. Thanks for your call. Vicky, real quick, what's up, girl?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I am good. I have been suffering with bouts of gout. And
sugar, my dear. Uric acid and sugar and diabetes. Maybe some kidney problems also. Are you overweight at all?
Yes, slightly, but I'm working on that.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a beat you up on it, but I'm just telling you there's a link between blood sugar control and gout. In fact, first thing you want to think about with gout is blood sugar, especially fructose. There's a major relationship between gout and fructose. I'd be dramatically cutting my intake of fruit juices. Fruit juices are probably best eliminated if you're already dealing with gout, as processed foods and sugars. Shift into more protein, especially whey protein and essential fatty acids, and start taking in sugar metabolizing nutrients. That's very helpful for gout. The B complex, niacin, vitamin B1. Get on the sweeties from Longevity, which is chromium and vanadium. Use cinnamon. And also, there's another really neat herb called fenugreek, which can have some really neat sugar control benefits. F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. You can make fenugreek tea. Fenugreek tea is also good for your hormones if you're dealing with premenstrual issues, for female hormone issues. And then the B complex, thiamin, vitamin B1, and niacin are very important. The mineral zinc can be helpful for folks dealing with gout. Magnesium is a super, super, super mineral for a lot of things, but also very helpful for gout, too. But focus on blood sugar issues if you're dealing with gout, and focus especially on fructose. If you have gout, that may be a sign that you're having some problems with your kidneys as well. So it's super important that you address the gout to prevent any long-term breakdown in the body. And I apologize for having to drop you here, Vicki, as with Leo, because we only have about a minute to go. I want to try and get as many folks in here as possible. Isaac in Michigan, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, I had a question. My girlfriend, she's anemic, and she goes to the hospital to get these shots.
Isaac, I need you to get off the speakerphone or however you're doing. I can't hear you, bro.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. She's anemic, and she goes to the hospital to get these iron shots, and it causes her skin to pop out real
dummies. Bad. That iron thing for anemia is just dumb, because if you're not processing iron through the digestive tract, and most folks with anemia are not processing their foods, that iron is not going to make it into the blood. It's just stupidity, people. You can't just take iron for anemia. Anemia is a defect of red blood cells. It's a problem making red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen. If you're not making red blood cells, you're not going to carry oxygen, and you're going to be anemic. So you can't just take iron for anemia. In fact, it's not even the most important thing to do for anemia. You want to focus on the B complex. Well, you want to focus on toxicity that's getting into the body. Anybody with anemia, focus on toxicity that's getting into the body through the digestive system. Almost everybody who's anemic also has a digestive problem associated with it. Is this a friend of yours or somebody you know?
Yes.
Yeah, like a relative, wife kind of thing, girlfriend, daughter?
Girlfriend of mine.
Okay, any issues? You must know she's got some digestive stuff going on. And Isaac, here's the deal. You want to focus on the digestive system. Use the B-complex. Have her, much more important than iron for anemia, is vitamin B12 injections. If she's got any issues with the stomach, she's not going to be able to absorb vitamin B12, and that will indeed cause anemia. Focus on the B-complex. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get on the ultimate enzymes. Use the Z-radical. There's so many more things to talk about here. Protein is also very important for anemia, but most important for anemia is focus on digestive health and wellness. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's just all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. On our next program, we're going to continue talking about acidity. I'm going to tell you about something you can make right in your kitchen that can help alkalinize your blood, that is along the lines of sodium bicarb, but even better. And then we'll talk about this whole fish oil nonsense and stuff that's been in the news. We'll do that on our next Bright Side episode. Thank you guys for being here. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Check out my website, pharmacistben.com. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.